You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So this week, we have a section of the roulettes. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And Ben.
And how are you guys doing tonight?
Been better.
Yes.
Hopefully, we turn this night around with a great live performance.
Well, thanks. We can forget about it for like 2.5 minutes at a time.
Mm. Yeah. So this isn't your first time on BFM, is it?
No, we came in here. We had a few of these. We had the whole band in here on occasion, and then about a year ago, came in here with Silke and played acoustic, and we're back. Because we've got some new stuff.
Awesome. So how long has the band actually been together for?
Well, a wee while. There was Ben and I on a computer for a while, and then we had a drummer, and then we got another drummer whose name is Mark.
Was our first release 2007?
Yep.
So it's a long time. About 9 years ago.
Ages. So we had a couple of EPs, and then Mark joined, and we put out an album, and now we're about halfway through second album.
Do you guys want to tell us a bit about your second album?
It's got longer songs on it. I don't know. What am I going to say? I'm pretty happy with the way things are going, the sounds and performances. I guess you sort of spend with new people, you bed in for a while, not literally, but and then it feels like we're pretty confident. We know each other's strengths and all that stuff, and we get our stuff together fairly quickly. So we're recording it ourselves. We've done seven tracks. We recorded at Arch Hill Studios, which is a nice little live sounding room, mixed it ourselves, which of course takes ages and ages and ages, so we might try and hurry up the rest of it. We've probably got about three or four songs to do, so it'll be a fairly short album. We've always kept things fairly short, cut out bits that we didn't need until kind of now. Songs seem to be getting a bit longer and sprawling a bit more.
So short album with long songs.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Long album with short songs.
And you guys released a single in September, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had first song, what was it called? The Aristocracy, which was kind of this angry little punk tune.
Like Dogs, doesn't it?
Dogs, that's right. God, sorry. Yeah, we took a while to come up with the name. Called Dogs. And it was all about how kind of pissed off we were about the way things were going, and tonight hasn't really changed that. So that was quite a spiky little tune. And then our second one, Venus Burns in the Blue Above, which is one of those sprawling kind of epic-y kind of songs, and that's, we're really happy with that. That's come together nicely,
you know. Awesome.
It hangs together well, so I'm not going to play that time. I played that last time I was here on acoustic, but I understand that the idea is you play new stuff, eh?
And new stuff.
So I've got new stuff.
What is the first track that you're going to be playing for us tonight?
It's called Alchemy.
Should we get into it?
Do you want to jump right into it?
Sure. Should we get a mic for the...
Yep, I'll just move this one around.
The Roulettes with Alchemy.
Time to diffuse another mind. It's plainly dangerous. The space is aging us. We can't refuse the bitter wine. I need a place to rest my head, to untangle each and every thread. And one by one unwind and lay them in a line. Can't tell beginning from the end. My former glory days, bathed in a golden haze, sounds like something I might have said. Something crystallized, calls up false alibis. My morning dawns from black to red. fierce and aloof. Well, I've been digging through the dirt to find the gold among the hurt. I miss the alchemy, the smoke on the balcony, the whiff of perfume on my shirt.
I'll spare you the 3-minute fade out.
That was pretty heartfelt. I really enjoyed watching it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Kind of gets me, that one. Wow. Thanks. Cool.
And how does it feel performing it acoustic?
It feels pretty good, actually. It's one of the things that's going to be, it's going to be a bit different about this album, is I write on acoustic. Whereas I guess I used to write a bit more on electric, but has to keep the noise down a bit. But so I write on acoustic, and then I demo on acoustic, and because I've got one, I end up putting it in the mix of the demos. So it seems right to use that on an album. So that one might even start really small, get really big.
Cool.
And fade out, sort of thing.
All about the process, eh?
Yeah.
Process and progress.
Yeah.
Are there any particular artists that have been influential to your current sound?
Yeah, it's weird. I sort of.
I think it's going to be Straight
Jacket Fits. Is it Straight Jacket Fits? Yeah.
So another New Zealand band, even.
Yeah. They were a big influence.
Always a big influence. Years ago, and we went away from that sort of sound for a long time and went more poppy.
Yeah.
And we're going back to the more sparkly sort of stuff.
Mm. Which is then rooted in 60s, you know, slightly psychedelic stuff, the Beatles, and noise, feedback and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've been listening to a lot of Bob Mould again lately.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of one way to get that Bob Mould kick, and that's to listen to Bob Mould. I've been enjoying that as well, and there's something about that wall-to-wall noise and that hard energy, which I really like.
Yeah.
So a lot of the electric kind of guitar sound is a little bit like that. A little bit.
Kind of, just kind of wakes you up.
Yeah.
But in a really nice kind of.
Yeah. Oral caffeine.
Yeah.
Mm. But pop, it's, you know, again, it's that power with melodies. So, you know, lots of melodies going on and hopefully lots of power, you know. Yeah. We're reasonably loud band. Quite loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
That's cool. If you guys could, like, perform anywhere that you think would capture your loudness, where would you like to perform? What a tough question.
I don't know. In Auckland?
No.
Anywhere.
Think anywhere.
CBGBs? I don't know. Well, everywhere. anywhere. It'd be good. Yeah. Anywhere, everywhere. Probably not so many in stores, but yeah.
I think I'd like to, if I was ever in a band and I really wanted people to like listen to lots of noise, I do it in like a baseball stadium or something like that.
Oh yeah,
a really massive baseball stadium
with extra speakers. Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah, lots of speakers.
Yeah.
I'm about to cough, so I'm actually gonna have to leave the room. Give me 2 seconds.
So how long have you actually been working on this album? When did it start for you?
We started last year. Yeah. We recorded all the drum tracks.
Is it about
a year ago?
A year ago?
Probably, yeah. And then we
were pretty slow.
Yeah, and then so then it's been, you know, putting everything out, down on top of it. Yep. But now, but then in the meantime of recording, I've written about another 4 or 5 songs which are for consideration, including that one Alchemy I just finished. I finished this year, and the one I'll play shortly, Bad Sons, which fell together this year as well, came together this year as well.
So how long do you think, well, an estimated length of how far away you think the album...
We're looking at middle of next year.
Middle of next year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to set ourselves a fairly hard target at some stage.
Yeah, that is actually fairly hard. It seemed like ages ago when we set it. It's like, oh, it's miles away, but really...
Time creeps up on
it. It's going to go quickly, yeah.
Mm.
Summer gets in the way and stuff, and yep.
All right, should we get into the second track?
Sure.
I'll just move this mic around as well.
Cool.
Everyone that just tuned in, this is the Roulettes playing an acoustic set in live in the studio thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Cool.
So what was that song called, sir?
Bad Sons.
Bad Sons. And that will be coming up, that'll be on your album that is
in the
works right now.
That's right.
So you did release the couple tracks that are out right now.
Yep.
Where can people go to
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp,
yeah, and Venus Burns is on Spotify, iTunes.
If you just
go to our website.
Yeah, go to theroulettes.co.nz.
.co.nz.
Little buttons for all the different.
Mm.
All the information will be there.
Yes, theroulettes.co.nz.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any shows that are coming up where people could come and possibly see you live?
Nothing at the moment. We're just going to focus on getting these songs tracked and down. Mm-hmm. And what we will. Yeah.
So, when do you think everything will be released?
We're looking middle of next year.
Middle of next year. June, July.
Something like that. Yeah.
So when we want to come see you, we got to wait for June, July.
If we do something before then.
Yeah, so. We'd like to really like to do something before then.
We we're can a bit, we're a bit, hype it up.
Know. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of
a single release good.
yeah, that's right. Something like that.
And just finally, where did you get your band name from? The Roulettes.
Roulette Records, which was run by. It's a 1960s label. It released a whole lot of great people. Tommy James and the Shandells, a bit of jazz, and it was run by a gangster. You know that the guy Hirsch and Sopranos was based on. So it's kind of weird and dodgy, but it had this sort of 60s vibe, which we liked at the time.
That's kind of cool.
We were doing a pop. Because I couldn't remember anything.
Couldn't remember it, right.
That's pretty cool. I might have to search that up later, I think.
Yes.
Cool. Mm. Hey, thank you so much for coming on, guys.
Cool. Thanks for having us. It's
nice to have a nice little acoustic set in here.
Good one.
Calm us down after... long hard day of watching.
Soothe the soul.
Watching TV. Mm.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.